We begin the current daf from Sechta Shabbos, daf Yudalet. We begin 7 lines from the top of the Yamid. The Gemara continues discussing the previous daf, which we brought down the Mishnah related to our Mishnah of the Yud Ches Dvarim that were Nigzer on that day in the Yadik. And that is, there were 10 different things that we said that have the halacha. We were geyser, although really Midrash doesn't have the halacha. But we said 10 different things are considered a sheni regarding the halachas of Tumah. And that is, it can make a Truma into a Shlishi, and that'll make it possible. However, it will not transmit it further, however, but that thing that it touches will make it possible. So now the Gemara discusses these 10 things. Why is it that we made these gzeiros, the Rabbanan, to consider these things as sheni? So the first thing was, oichel oichel rishon, v'oichel oichel sheni. Those were the first two items that we said that someone that eats a food item that's a rishon, or someone that eats a food item that's a sheni, a first degree level of tumma, or a second degree, either one, we said that it makes the person into a sheni, and that he will make truma possible. So the Gemara asks, my time goes to be Rabban. Why were they Rabban? Why did they decree the halacha of tumah over there that if someone eats it, that he should become tumah? When midai raisa, it does not make a person tumah. So the Gemara says, because the zimun of the ochel oichlan tumah, because sometimes it could happen that a person's eating something that's tumah, as in this case, he's going to be eating an oichel rishon, an oichel sheni, the shalkel mashkin the truma, and then he might come to drink a beverage of truma, the shadi lepume, and is going to put it into his mouth. Apostle, and then he's going to render that truma unfit, because in his mouth it's going to get mixed. And the Torah tells us regarding truma that you have to be watch it in tahara, you have to keep it, make sure it's tahara, as the passing of Bamidbar Yotche says, es mishmeres trumasi, the watching of my truma. And therefore the Rabban would geyser when someone's eating food that's impure, that he shouldn't be ruggly, he shouldn't be accustomed to having truma next to him, because if we don't say the person becomes tamei from it, he might come, he's tahara, so he might come to eat truma, and if he puts the truma in his mouth, before it gets into his body, it's good, they're going to mix in his mouth, that will make the truma unfit, because it's going to make it possible became tummy by touching the food that's tummy that he's eating in his mouth. That's an isser, because the person has to make sure the truma does not become tummy. And therefore we decreed that someone that does eat something that's tummy, he himself becomes tummy, therefore he's not going to come close to truma, because he knows he can't eat truma, because he himself is tummy. The next item was shayis the mashkin tumeim. Regarding if someone drinks beverages that are tummy, so my time goes by Rabban, why were the Rabban over there goes that the person who drinks that becomes tummy himself? Because the zimnan, the shasa mashkin tameim, because sometimes somebody will be drinking a beverage of tumma that's tamei, v'shakal oichon the truma v'shadi lepum, and then he's going to take food items of truma and put it into his mouth, upaslo, and then make that truma unfit. So therefore, we regoze that the person that drinks these tamei diga beverages himself becomes tamei. So the Gemara asks, hain hach, it's the same thing. Why do we have to make a separate decree? What's the difference between when you're eating food items that tamei or drinking beverages that are tamei, and then so to speak, concerned that you might put in food or beverages in reverse, it's the same thing? So the Gemara says no, because Madhim, I would have thought ha-shchichi v'ha-le shchichi, that the case of with the issa that we said, that if someone's eating something that's tummy, that's common, that's commonly found, that a person should be drinking truma with his eating. In other words, if he's middle eating something that's tummy, then you might come to drink a beverage of truma because people drink in middle of eating. But that is not common to say that if a person is drinking, so to speak, something that's tamei, that he might come to eat truma in middle, because people don't usually eat in the middle of their drinking. They drink in the middle of their eating, but they don't eat in the middle of their drinking. And therefore, when someone's drinking, whatever it is they're drinking, sometimes you supplement it with food items. That's the chiddush that we're telling you, that it's not just when you're eating that you might come to drink truma, but even when you're drinking something tamei, you might come to eat truma, so to speak, to supplement the drinking. And that's why they're both considered iser kamash malan. They're telling you that both of them are so to speak, required in this iser, and that's why we're going to make both the case of the person that eats it or drinks it, is he himself is going to be tummy, that he should stay far away from both food items and beverages of truma. The next case was v'habarosha v'ruba b'mayim shuvim, that we said that somebody that his head and most of his body that becomes, is if he went and immersed himself in the mikveh because he was impure, and then afterwards he went and took a shower, so to speak, and his head and most of his body had drawn water, not mikveh water, then he becomes a sheni l'tumah. So the Gemara says, my time goes to be Rabban Tumah. Why did they decree about such a person that he becomes tumah? So Amar Bibi, Amar Vasi, the reason is as follows. That it used to be that originally they would immerse themselves in cave water, which was stagnant and it was putrid. It was water that, so to speak, that laid around. Because what happens is the halacha of mikveh is that you have to have 40 saw of rainwater. And that's kosher for anyone that has any impurity. Besides, the one exception is a zav that needs what's known as mayim chaim. It has to be living water. That has to be something that comes from flowing water. So therefore, everything else, it could be a mikveh, that's the mikveh that they had, that was putrid and it was smelly. So therefore, so afterwards they would pour on themselves drawn water because they wanted to get rid of the smell, the stench that they had from the mikveh. So it says that hischilu va'asim keva. What they ended up happening is that they started, the ones that went to tevel themselves, they made the drawn water into an established practice. And that is that they that was the custom how they would do it, that after the person went and immersed himself in the mikveh for his tumma, then afterwards they would go ahead and, so to speak, take a shower. So therefore, gazar aleim tumma. So therefore they decreed on the person that takes the shower after, or the bath, or after the mikveh, he becomes tumma. So the Gemara asks, my keva, what does this mean? What was the problem that this became an established practice that they took a shower after the mikveh? What's wrong with that? So I'm a bayah shahayo imrim, because people started saying, loy elu mitaren. It's not the mikveh waters themselves that make a person tar. Elu elu ve'elu mitaren. Rather, it's both the mikveh and the shower, because that was what people were doing. They saw that everyone else was doing that, and people are following. And people got so used to it that they thought that it's not just to get rid of the smell that they're going into the shower afterwards. They thought that that's part of the mikveh process. You go to the mikveh and then you take a shower or a bath afterwards, and therefore they thought that both of them are required for the tahara and not just the mikveh. So Amalei Rava, my nafkimina. So Rava said, what's the difference? Who cares? Since everyone ultimately is going in the mikveh first, why did Rabban care that afterwards they made it and they thought that it's not just the mikveh, but the shower or the bath afterwards is also necessary? But ultimately they're going into the mikveh and they're going to become pure from the mikveh. So why do I care that people think they also have to take a shower? Rava says, the problem was, they said that it's not the mikveh that makes the person tar. They thought it's the shower that makes the person tar. In other words, we were concerned that maybe people are going to stop going to the mikveh, and they're going to start toveling in the drawn water in the baths that they took after the mikveh, which was smelly because it had to be rainwater. And the Torah says that no, ach mayinu bar mikveh mayim, to have a kosher tefillah, it's not enough to have, so to speak, a hot bath. It has to be mikveh water, it has to be rainwater. And therefore, we were concerned that people were taking the bath afterwards, that they might start going only into the bath and stopping the mikveh. And that's why we said that the person that takes a bath after the mikveh, he himself becomes a sheni, to so to speak, to prevent people from doing that, that they should not be mevatel the halacha, the proper halacha of mikveh. The next thing was, b'tahar shenafla reisha v'ruboi shleish lugin mayim shuvim. That someone that was totally pure, he didn't immerse himself in the mikveh, even such a person that if it fell on his head, in other words, as a shower, on his head and most of his body, three lugan of drawn water, he becomes a shein l'tama. So he says, my time goes to Rabban. Why did Rabban decree over there? That's not after a tefillah, so why should we be concerned about anything by a regular person? Why can't he take a shower that he should become a shein l'tama? So the Gemara says, because the Eloi ho l'kamaha. If we wouldn't say that a regular tar person, to make a gzeir on him, that he also becomes a shein l'tama, so then the original gzera on the one after his tefillah also wouldn't, so to speak, be sustained. Because then people would start saying, what's the difference? They both took showers, they both took a bath. What's the difference? Why should he become a sheni, him not? And then they would start to disregard both of them. Therefore we said that not only the one that after his tefillah took the bath, but even the one that a regular tar person, he had reisha v'ruba shlosh lugamayim, he himself becomes a sheni l'tuma to keep the original gzera, that we shouldn't lose the halacha of mikveh. The next one that we said becomes a sheni is a sefer. A sefer has a locha of a sheni. So they must, my time goes by Rabban. Why did Rabban say that a sheni, that a sefer has a locha of a sheni l'tumah, that is, if it touches truma, it becomes a shlishi, and it becomes pasul? Because Amar Masharsha, Shabitzchilohi Metznian has eichlin the truma etzel sefer Torah. Originally, what the people used to do is they used to hide the food items of truma next to the sefer Torah. And why they do that? Vamar Haikodesh, Haikodesh said, this is holy, the truma, and this is holy, the sefer Torah. And therefore, let's keep it together. But kiven the kachazu the kaasu leiv de beseda. So once people started seeing, the chacham saw that the food, the things are coming to a loss, and that is the mice that are, so to speak, there near the food items. They come, they find the food. They were starting to ruin the svarim, and therefore they were concerned. So therefore, gazer b'rabban tuma. And therefore, the rabban would gazer tuma on the safer that so to speak, that if it'll touch truma, it'll make it to shlishi. That was, so to speak, to stop people from keeping the truma next to the svarim, so that the svarim should not go ahead and get ruined. However, regarding chulim, we didn't have to make exer because anyways, people wouldn't put chayil by kodesh. They didn't keep their regular food near the svarim, only because by truma, where they thought they're both kodesh, therefore they would keep it together. So therefore they said that the sefer becomes a sheni and it's going to make truma into a shlishi, and we didn't have to make it, so to speak, into a rishon to make chulim into a sheni, because anyways, people didn't put their regular food next to svarim. The following thing was v'hayidayim. In regular hands, before they're washed, it has halacha v'sheini. If it touches any truma, the truma becomes pasul, becomes a shlishi. What's the reason? Because hands are very active, and that is, a person touches his flesh, and it touches in places which are dirty, and that's an embarrassment for the truma like that, that it becomes disgusting for those that are eating if they touch it with dirty hands. And therefore we said that we're going to make the hands into a sheni, that if it touches truma, it's going to make a pasul. So similar to halacha, we learned Tana af yadayim haboyis machmas sefer. We learned that also hands that came in contact with a sefer poisus as a truma, that also makes truma pasul. And that's mishum de pranchach. The amr aparnach amr biyechanon ha'oiches sefer Torah arm. If someone touches a sefer Torah bare, that is without anything else, he touches the actual sefer Torah nikva arm, he's also buried bare. So the Gemara asks, Arm Sakataitach, would you think that that's the punishment, that for someone that touches the Sefer Torah with his hands, he touches the actual Sefer Torah, not just the mantle, so to speak, he's buried bare? Elam Rebzer, Arm B'Lay Mitzvahs means he's buried, he's naked, he's bare without any mitzvahs. So the Gemara asks, B'Lay Mitzvahs Sakataitach, you think he loses all his mitzvahs, he has no mitzvahs? Elayimah, rather, what I mean to say is, Arm B'Lay Oysim Mitzvah. It means that the person, he's naked without that mitzvah. In other words, he loses that mitzvah, which Taisa says, if let's say the person's holding that sefer at the time to learn from it, so he doesn't have the reward from that learning, or if let's say he's holding the sefer Torah because he's rolling it up, so he doesn't have the reward for the galila for rolling it up. Either way, that's the halacha that we said, that if a person came in contact with a sefer, that he touched the sefer, he will poisel truma. Same idea, we didn't want people touching it because we said that it's something that's forbidden to touch a sefer Torah arm, because then the person, so to speak, is nikva arm, he loses the mitzvah that he's doing at that time. So the Gemara asks, "Hi Gazer Bereisha, which Gezeri came first?" We have two Gezeris. We have the one of Stamidaim, regular hands, that they always have Allah of Shein because they're Askanis, they touch places by a person's body which are dirty, and therefore we said that it has Allah of Shein. And then we have this other one that says that if a person touches a safer bare-handed, then he, so to speak, is going to be considered a Sheini to make Truma into a Shlishi. So the Gemara says, "Ilei Maha Gazer Bereisha, if you're going to say that the first one was the one that we had mentioned first, that Stamidaim, that was the first one that was decreed." So then the Gemara asks, and then we turn on Talmud Beis, "Kivan the Hach Gaza Bereisha, since that was the first one decreed, so Hasu Alamali, why do I need the one about if you touch a sefer, that then the person becomes a sheni to poisel truma? Even without touching a sefer, he's a sheni, because every hand we say is a sheni." So the Gemara says, "Ela Hach Gaza Bereisha, rather the first one that we decreed was the one about touching a sefer, and then if a person touches a sefer, he's a sheni to make truma possible. We didn't want a person to touch a sefer. And then we made a decree on all hands, even if it didn't touch a sefer, that it's going to be a sheni again because of the fact that the person's hands are active and they touch different places on the person's body, which is disgraceful to touch truma like that." The next thing was a tful yom. There's someone that was tame and he immersed himself during the day. So up until the evening, he's considered tful yom. He's not a complete tuma because he immersed himself, but he still didn't have hair of shemesh. He didn't have the sundown. So that person is considered a sheni. That was the decree we made, that he should be considered a sheni to make truma pasul. So the Gemara asked, "Tful yom deraisahu." It's not a drabbanan. It's a halacha min ha-Torah. The Siva says in the pasuk, "Uva ha-shemesh v'tayr," that the sun will set and then he'll become tar. And that pasuk continues that v'achol yechem melekachem, that afterwards he'll be able to eat from his truma. That we see that up until then they can't because he's a sheni. So the Gemara says, "Sami mekan tful yom," that you should admit that halacha of tful yom. That's right. It's not one of the 10 things that were decreed on, because it's a halacha deiraisa and not a drabon. The next thing that we said was v'ha'oichlin shenitmu b'mashkin, food items that became tummy from different beverages, those things are considered a sheni to make truma pasul and tashlish. So Gemara says b'mashkin demai, these food items that became tummy from beverages, those beverages were tummy from what? Ilim b'mashkin haboyin machmas sheretz, if those beverages were tummy because they came in contact with a sheretz, so then deiraisa ninu. So that is a halacha deiraisa. That is because the mashkin became a rishon, because the sheretz is a avatoma, and then it goes down one level when it touches the beverage, which becomes a rishon of first grade. Now the food item that touches is a sheni, so that will pasul truma to be a shlishi min ha-Torah. That's not drabon. The chesiv, as it says in the pasuk, v'chol mashke asher yishas, so that any liquid that will be drunk, and that is that, although this pasuk that the Gemara brings really is talking about beverages that, so to speak, they become tummy from the ear space of a klicheres. And that is because it says before that in the pasuk, kol asher b'toich yitma v'kol ha'oichel, that means to say that any food item or beverage that's inside of it that becomes a sheni, that's because the kli is a rishon and they're a sheni. And then the food items, they won't go ahead and poisel truma. So that is, we learn out from there, the Gemara says, We learn that a kavachomer for things from mashkin for beverages that become tummy from mesheretz. That's learned on the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Yutches. And that is, since we see that the mekabel tumim b'dei raisa, these liquids that become from mesheretz, so therefore it's going to make a food item a tasheni. And that is, as we learn over there, that the order of tumah goes that a mashke could be metama oichel, and oichel could be metama mashke. Because we don't find the revi, which is the lowest that a tumah could become, a fourth level by kodesh, only in such a case. Because something can't make tummy the same thing as it is. And that is, it can't make a oichel, a food item can't make a food item an oich, a tummy. And the beverage can't make a beverage tummy. And a food item and a beverage can't not be metame keli, because a keli only becomes tummy from an avatum. However, over here, we're saying that we learn that from this pasuk. Although, again, it talks about kli cheres, it's talking about different loch, but we learn from kavachem that it would refer to that a liquid would become tummy from a sheret. So we learn about chomashke asher yishase. So therefore, this case would not, if it's tummy from a sheret, the hands, this person would not be a sheni midirabon, it would be a sheni in that Torah. So El Digimara says, b'mashkin habon mach misidayim. We're talking about beverages that they became tummy from hands. And that is, hands before netila, the rabbanim made a gzera on the hands, as we mentioned before, that they're a sheni. And so too, all the different things that make Truma Pasul that we're talking about are that to make they would make a mashkin into a rishon. As we know, there's a halacha regarding halachos tumah that's special by beverages that we say that a sheni that touches a liquid, it makes that liquid into a rishon. So therefore, that liquid that's a rishon, but it's only with the abanan, that goes ahead and makes the person into that, so to speak, these food items become a sheni, that's issa mide abanan. And that's because gzeirim shem mashin aboyin mach masheretz. That's because of decree, because of beverages that come, that become tummy because of a sheretz. That is because it's possible that a person will have these food items that touch these liquids. Sometimes the liquid can make it actually into a sheni deraisa. That's why we make a gzeirim by all beverages that they should always be considered a tchila, a rishon. And that is, therefore, now the food items that touch that beverage will become a sheni, but it's a halacha midabundant. That is, although beverages really should not be a rishon, however, since it's possible to have a beverage that will be a rishon, again, if it touches a sheretz, so therefore we said that anything that it touches, it's going to be, even if the liquid that did not become tummy from a sheretz, even if it became tummy from, let's say, stam yadayim, from hands that are a sheni, it's going to make it into a rishon, and therefore the food items that touch it are going to be a sheni. And the reason why we made this decree only by beverages and not by food items, and that is because we should have made a decree that food that becomes tamei from mesheretz, that it also could become a case of a sheni midaraisa. The rabbanu will machmer by beverages because it's more susceptible to getting tamei, because it doesn't need to be prepared to have tamei to make it susceptible. But whereas food items, where it needs to be prepared, that it has to have become wet first to even in the first place become makabel tumah, that's why we only made this decree regarding the mashkin. So that this food item that came in contact with this mashkin will become a sheni midrabon. Then we continue by kelim shenitbu b'mashkin. We had different items, different utensils that became tummy from beverages. So therefore the Gemara asks the same type of question. Kelim ditamba b'mashkin demai. We're talking about kelim, garments or utensils that became tummy from what type of beverages? Ilim b'mashkin dezav, if it's so to speak that these garments touched these beverages from dezav, that is anything that comes out of dezav, which is his spittle or something that drips out of his member or his urine, that's deraisin in there. That would make those kalim into deraisa sheni. That's what it says in the pasuk. Chiyorik hazav b'tar, that if a zav spits on a person that's tahar. And that is, it says over there, v'chibes b'kadav, the pasuk says that he'll have to wash his clothing. So you see that it's avatumah that makes a person and clothing tummy, which are kalim, and other liquids that come out of it, we learn out from Roik, from his spittle, that just like his spit, it gathers first and then it comes out. So to anything that first gathers in the body and then it goes out, for example, like urine, also will have a din of avatumah. So therefore, that if it touches, the beverages will become a rishon, and then that rishon that touches the keli will become a sheni. And therefore there's this case of utensils that touched this beverage, this liquid that comes out of the zav is not going to be tamei midrabon, it's going to be tamei deraisa. So therefore the Gemara, and as the Gemara says, and this is a side Rashi says that it's not necessary, but it just mentions in passing that masha b'yad tar t'meisilach, that whatever the person holds, the tar person holds in his hand, which would reply to the roik, the spit that comes out of the zav, I made it tamei for you. So therefore, that would be deraisa. Rather, the Gemara says, "Lo b'mashkin aboyin mach mesheretz." Rather, we're talking about that Mashkina became tummy because of a sheretz. And that is, that's not an avatumah. And therefore the kli, a utensil, a keli, is only mekabel tumah from an avatumah, as the Gemara in Pesachim says. And therefore, you would think that therefore it should not be tummy. So that's what we say, that is, although really the keli should not become tummy from this beverage, because it's not, it cannot become a sheni, it can only become a region. However, we said that because of different beverages that come from a zav, which would make it a deraisa digatome, so therefore, even with the abon, we say that we're concerned this mashkin that became tummy from a sheretz, that otu a mashkin of a zav, where then it would be tummy deraisa. Therefore, we say that even when there's beverages that touch the kli, that's again would deraisa not make it tummy, we say that with the abon it is tummy. So now the Gemara continues. One of the things we mentioned was v'yadayim, that the hand regarding stam yadayim, we say that it has a loch of a sheni Latumah, and therefore it'll make, if it touches truma, it's going to make it possible. So the question is, Tamidi Shame Vehil Gazer? We said that these are from the 18 things that we had in the attic, and that the students of Shammai over, so to speak, outnumbered the Tamidim of Hill, and therefore we enacted this halach of Yadayim, that the hands are Tamei. So the question is it true that Tamidi Shame Vehil Gazer, that they're the ones, the students of Shammai Hill, were the ones that made this decree? But Shame Vehil Gazer, Shammai and Hill themselves, not their students, they themselves made this decree about Stam Yadayim. The Tanya is learned in the following braisa. Yosi ben Ye'ez Ish Tzred, v'Yosi ben Yechon Ish Shlaim, gazru tuma al Eretz Ha'am, they decreed tuma on the land of the nations. And that is because there's always a doubt about where they bury the people. And that is because a goy, a nachri, is metama for touching and for carrying or being in the same tent according to the Rabban or according to Rabbi Shimon, even if the nachri is not metama in the oil, but even he agrees that it's tummy for touching or carrying or for the decomposed part of the body. So therefore they said that all the lands of the nation, since we don't know, there might be corpses everywhere, we said that that's tummy. But akli zechuches, and also regarding glassware, and that is the Gemara that we'll explain later, but that's not really, there's no deraisa digatumah on kli zechuches, but they said that it is, so to speak, susceptible to tumah. Shimon ben Shetach tikin ksuba le'isha. Shimon ben Shetach, he instituted a ksuba for the wife, that although obviously there's a ksuba early before Shimon ben Shetach, but he made the following directive that the man should have to write in the ksuba that all my possessions are indebted for the debt of the ksuba. And that is because they used to have designated for her a ksuba. In other words, exactly that this property is going to go to her when he divorces her. So therefore, when he would get upset at her, he would say, okay, go take your ksuba and go. But now that it wasn't a specific item that he could just tell her, take it and go, it would take a longer time. And that, so to speak, was to protect the institution of marriage, that even if he gets angry, he won't be able to, so to speak, just send her off. And then, so to speak, it would be too late because he already divorced her. So he instituted that for the ksuba. The gazer tuma klimatches, and he decreed that there should be tuma on metalware. And the Gemara later will explain what exactly was his gezerah. Shama v'hil gazru tuma lidaim, and at Shama v'hil they decreed tuma on the hands. So therefore, how can we say that it was the students of Shama v'hil when we see that it was Shama v'hil themselves that made this decree? So v'chitem is Shama v'hil v'siyatoi. And if you're going to say that it's really both, it was Shama and his group, and Hill and his group, so therefore it was both them and their students together, which was regarding these 18 things that they argued about. But there were 18 things that they decreed. There were 18 things that they argued about. In other words, those 18 things that they decreed were machlokes between the students of Shammai and Hill, but yet they numbered it and they found out that the students of Bishammai were the majority, and therefore the halacha followed them. And since we're saying this halacha Yadayim came out through a machlokes, we know that Hill and Shammai only argued in three places, and the Gemara later is going to explain what they are. Only in three places did they argue. And therefore, that does not include the case of Yadayim. So therefore, in the Mishnah, it's saying that these are the 18 things that they argued about. So therefore, we see that it was arguing. And here we say that Shammai and Hill instituted it when we know they didn't argue about it. So v'chitem also in hu gazer litlis. And if you're going to say that maybe Shammai and Hill, they came and they made a decree that the truma should be suspended. And that is, that if someone touches truma with regular hands, you don't eat it, but you don't burn it. It's, so to speak, suspended in midair. V'asa tamei da'ayu v'gazu lister. And the way we resolve the contradiction is that they both did something. Shammai and Hill, they made this gezeira that it's not, you can't eat it, but you don't burn it. And then the students of Shammai, who, so to speak, outnumbered Beis Hill, they came along and they said that they decreed that one should burn it. And that is, they would burn the truma if it was touched. But V'omer Ilfo Yudayim Tchilas Gezeiros L'Sreifa. But Ilfo says explicitly that original Gezeiro of Yudayim started off that we burn it, nothing of litle. So we can't resolve it to say that first Shammai and Hillel wanted to say that you, so to speak, you toilet, that you suspend it, because Ilfo says that no, the first thing said about Yudayim was that they burn it. So the Gemara says, Ela asu in hu gazdu v'lekibla b'nai. Rather, what it was is that Shammai and Hillel came and they made this Gezeir, but the people did not accept it. They didn't accept that Gezeir. But then the students of Shammai came, they outnumbered Hillel, and they made the Gezeirah, and then the Kala Yisrael accepted from them, and that's why it says that they're both true. Shammai and Hillel made the Gezeirah, but they weren't successful. And then the students of Shammai outnumbered the students of Hillel, and they went ahead and made it, and that's when it was accepted in the Kala Yisrael. But then the Gemara asked, Vakati Shlema Gazer. But how could we say that we weren't sure if it was Shammai and Hillel or the students of Shammai and Hillel? But it was way before them. It was Shlomo HaMelech that made this Gezeirah. As the Pasuk in Kehelas Yud Beis says, Ve'izin v'chikr, that so to speak, that he listened and he sought out, that the Gemara says, what does it mean, Izer? Izin. Izin also comes from the word of Izin, of ears, that he made, so to speak, ears for the Torah, that he made like a fence and harchakas, like this barrel that you carry it with the handles, that you don't come to touch the barrel itself. We don't want, so to speak, to come to the situation of being over Isidari, so we made Gezeiras, fences around that. Those are the Rabbanan. Damar Behuda Meshmul, that Beshasha Tikin Shlomo Erevin Benetil Sidayim, at the time when Shlomo was Mesakin Erevin, which is, so to speak, the ears for the Isra of Haitzah, of carrying out from one domain to another domain on Shabbos, which is that the Erevin is that you can't carry out from your domain to your friend's domain, even though they're both Rishos HaYachid. That was the necessity of the Halacha of Erevin. And similarly of Netila Sidayim, when he made these two Gezeiras, which we see that it was Shlomo that made it, and not regarding the Shammai and Hillel or their students, we see that he said that Stami Daim Atami, that you need to do into his Daim. It says that Yatzis HaBaskov Amr, that a heavenly voice came out and said, B'ni, my son, which was in reference to Shlomo, Im Chacham Libcha, if your heart is wise, Yisamach Li Begam Ani, then my heart will also rejoice. And another pasuk that says, Chacham B'ni, be wise, my son, V'samach libi, and my heart will be glad, V'shiva chayfidavra, and then I will be able to answer to the ones that disgrace me something. So those are the psukim that came out. That was the basketball. We see is that Shlomo instituted into his time, not Shammai and Hillel and not their students. So the Gemara answers, also, and then we continue on to the top of Tezvav Amar Aleph, also Shlomo gazla kachim. The Shlomo came and he decreed that Yidayim are tell me regarding for kachim. However, asi'inu v'gazar av l'truma. Then they came along, the students of Shammai and Hillel, or Shammai and Hillel themselves, but they weren't accepted. They went and, so to speak, made it for something even less sanctified, even for truma, to say that even truma will become tamei, not just that regarding that hands will be, let's say, a shlishi to make kodesh into revi, but that hands will be a sheni, and will make even truma possible, make that into a thing. So therefore, it's not just Shlomo that made it, he made it for kachim, but then Shammai and Hillel came along and made it also for truma.